Right, Doctor, let's get down to business. Dr. Hanelie Williams, with our weekly conversation about mental health related situations. I'm not going to say issues. Last week we briefly touched on suicide, and I think it's very important, especially also with the current situation, unemployment. The fact that that you could have, or some of them matriculated recently. I'm talking about in the last 5 years, 3 years, and they always had this dream to go to a university or wanted to better their lives, but there's no point number one is they probably did not do well with the final exams. They're not qualifying to get into the institutions, or there's no money to pay for fees and those kind of things. Now they forced to be at home and they can't get a job. They also want new things and stuff and whatever, and that all leads to these kind of thoughts. But I think for this week, Doctor, we're focusing on warning signs and risk factors. So what are those warning signs that someone that we should look out for, or even do some sort of a self-inspection kind of a thing, that someone need to do that may be suicidal?
Just to add to what you're saying, there's some important patterns seen in recent South African data. Suicide is one of the leading causes of death among young people aged 15 to 29. So just adding to what you're saying, the unemployment, the hopelessness that they are dealing with. Unfortunately, men account for nearly 80% of suicide deaths in South Africa.
And that's
This is a stat. This is not attempting suicide. This is completing suicide.
Because it's being seen as a process. No? There's the attempt, right?
And there's the thoughts. There's the ideation, just thinking about it, you know. Thinking, maybe just a truck and just come and ran me over. So that's more the ideation I don't care anymore.
Can I quickly just pause, Doctor, there for a minute? I know it's not part of our plan, but I think it's important. Maybe one can do some self-inspection at the moment, who's listening to us. So how does it start, maybe?
It's the ideation.
Bottom line, the kind of stages.
It's like the ideation. You think, what's the point? Why am I here? I'm not contributing to society. I'm not contributing to my household. And you question yourself. And there's where the hopelessness is coming from. And then the thoughts will come. Like,
after that...
And that can be long. Is not just a one night. That can be long. You know, pondering about it. Trying your best. Getting a job. Or trying... To assist in the family, but you're struggling.
Can it also be a situation where you get those thoughts of hopelessness, of not achieving, and then you get a job? Then those thoughts are gone. It's gone. Then you go on with the job, and then you lose that job. Then you back like a cycle kind of thing. Can it be like that as well?
It can.
So that means it can come over.
Years. Then you start thinking, but what's the point? I really tried my best, and here I am again.
So it can be a situation over a few months or years or something.
So you get the ideation, and then unfortunately you get the thoughts. So now the thoughts are, how am I going to do it, if I should do it, what are the types? And females and males are different, youngsters are different. Females are more, and youngsters are more drinking tablets. And then the men are more violent types. So they
with
would
the
use, yeah, they honestly, die pistole gebruik, hulle sal hang gebruik om hulself te hang. So hulle kry dit reg. Hulle kry dit reg. Daarom 80% van alle suicides is mans. En dan, om net verder te gaan, om jou antwoord te gee, dan is die ideation is there. You get thoughts. and then you get the attempts, and then unfortunately we don't see the completed suicide because they are on the morgue.
Okay.
They are not in a psychiatric institution.
Okay.
So the basically the stats that we accumulate or know about is the 80% of the men comes from the morgue, comes from forensics.
Okay.
So South Africa is reported to have one of the highest suicide rates in Africa, unfortunately.
Mm.
Yeah, so warning signs include talking about wanting to die, withdrawing from others, giving away your belongings, just be aware of that, changes in sleep or mood, and expressing hopelessness or feeling like a burden.
Okay, okay.
So that hopelessness is a danger sign.
Okay, quite interesting. Dr. Williams with us. We're talking about warning signs and the risk factors pertaining to suicide. Are there specific risk factors for suicide?
Yes, of course. Working in the mental field, depression and previous suicide attempts are one of the biggest or the commonest risk factors.
Okay.
Substance use. So if you think certain substances are legal, be aware that really affects your brain. Major life stresses like losing a parent, losing someone very close to you, financial problems, and then trauma. Not just in South Africa, but in Nepal, we are going through a lot of trauma. Some of our communities are going through a lot of trauma. The gangsterism, the neglect of kids. So there's a lot of trauma that adds.
All those things, is it contributing?
It's all contributing.
Okay.
And lack of social support all increase the risk.
Okay.
Access to means and impulsivity also play a role. So if someone is very impulsive, so if you think of someone that drinks a lot, alcohol, that makes you impulsive. And we see a lot in casualty people that attempted suicide that was not successful, but they are intoxicated with alcohol. It just makes them disinhibited. So it's quicker or it is easier to try to attempt, because that hopelessness just escalates and your impulsivity just escalates.
Okay, quite interesting. And I think this is a very important question. If you now identified people that's listening to us, or you could have know. Okay, that's the kind of signs that I saw with my son, with my sister, with my brother, with my husband, with my wife, or even you yourself. Now the question, Doc, is: can suicide be prevented?
Yeah, this is a loaded question, because we can actually speak a lot about how can it be prevented, and I think this is again why we are talking about mental health and just give education to our communities. In many cases, it can be prevented.
Okay.
Early detection, like we just spoke about, just be in tune with your loved ones and see if there's any behavior problems or behavior changes, the hopelessness, the isolation.
Okay.
Open conversations is very important to prevent suicide. Access to care. Unfortunately, our day hospitals, even our private settings, we struggle to see patients. We are fully booked. And that is a big problem in not just in South Africa, but I think globally as well, to prevent suicide. And a strong support system can significantly reduce the risk of suicide.
Okay. Dr. Annelie Williams, and a bit of more insight and information and things to look out for pertaining to warning signs, risk factors of suicide. Doctor, you in Paul, your practice in Paul, if someone identified with some of the signs and they need some assistance, they can contact your office. Give us the details, please.
Mm. So we are in number 14 Synagogue Street. Mm. Our hours, my hours in office, let's just be specific.
9 to 12.
9 to 1.
Oh, 9 to 1.
We were quite busy over the, yesterday was quite busy because we had a lot of admissions and it was pertaining to severe depression and suicide.
Yeah.
And it's still ongoing admissions that we have,
If you say admissions, what does it
mean? Admissions to the clinic.
Okay.
So, as you know, in the private setting, we have Sereno Clinic and Bloemendaal Clinic in our surrounding area. But then there's also other clinics. If we are full, we have to send patients to clinics like in Strand, in Cape Town.
But I need you to stop there.
Mm.
How do you handle it as a person?
As a person?
Because in your personal... In your professional career, this is what you studied for.
Yes.
And this is what you're practicing on a daily basis.
Mm.
But outside of that environment, you a female, you're a mom, you're a person. How do you live your life with knowing all these things about people, listening to people, and but there must be some sort of a balance. I'm totally off the conversation here.
I do get that question a lot over the years. And we are trained as doctors. We are trained as psychiatrists. And we see pathology. We see that this person with all their psychosocial stresses are ill. And that's why we need to break the stigma of thinking mental illness is just all in your head. You want to be weak. You don't want to work. You want to kill yourself. Jy moet jouself reg raak. Kan ons net asseblief net reg kom.
It's
just that. En hier het ons amper 10 jaar gestudeer om te verstaan hoe die brein werk. En hoekom dit aanleiding gee, sekere faktore, hoekom dit aanleiding gee tot sekere siektes. Because we're working with illnesses, but we're working also, and that's why we tend not to work in isolation. We work in a multidisciplinary team. That is what we do. We work with
workers, we work with
psychologists. We each have a part to play in a person's life.
But doctor, this might not be appropriate. How do you, with all those good things that you're saying, as a person, how do you cope with it?
As a person.
As, not Dr. Annelie Williams, as Annelie Williams.
As Annelie. Annelie moet kyk na kind. Annelie moet seker maak, hy staan op in die oggend. Annelie switch heeltemal af as hy by die huis kom.
Kan dok aan en af switch?
Ja, ek moet. Ja, as jy uit by die hekke uitstap, dan is dit wat moet ek gaan maak om te eet.
And if it is a kind of a severe situation,
it's always a severe situation.
That sticks. I sit in the achterkop.
Because you need to have support as well.
No, that's what I want to get to.
I do have support. I have support. Obviously, my work is of such sorts that it's very confidential. Okay. I can't go and speak about this one and this one.
And that would have been my next question.
No, confidentiality.
You walk in a mall and you say,
you know, you have your confidence that someone will come to you and speak to you, and your partner or your son will ask, who is that? And then I'll just say, no, it's someone that I know, or it's a previous patient, or something like that.
But
confidentiality is very important in our work.
But through all of this, you need to look after yourself, doctor.
And that's why I have extramurals. I do my dancing. I sit by the fire at night and relax. I have chats with my boy and have Mother's Day and enjoy Mother's Day. Mother's Day was amazing. It was amazing. Church was amazing. And then my boy wanted to go and watch the Michael movie. So he's now into Michael Jackson.
Het hy witsokkies in handskoene al gekry?
Hy het nog nie een gekry en ek wacht daarvoor.
Ons wacht daarvoor.
Sê wacht daarvoor of het gaan kom. But dit was lekker gewees om met my sister tyd te spandeer ook. Ek daar aan my siblings, van my siblings te sien.
But don't forget to live your life.
Never.
You're out there.
Never.
It must be passion. It must be a calling to serve people. But at the end of the day, that's Annelie. Nee?
Yeah.
Annelie?
Yeah.
Ek praat van Annelie met die vijf kind.
Wie is Annelie met die vijf kind? Isn't this a morning show?
Sorry, I just...
Is this a morning show?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
But I did want to know, morning, wow, what kind of dance does doctor do?
Niti, ja, dance.
Ek kan die ook doen, as jy wil. Ek het daar nog net veel gewees, ek kan jazz.
Is doctor into salsa?
Yes, I'm salsa and kizomba mostly. Bachata at the moment, yeah. There's actually classes now in Wellington on a Saturday for 2 hours, 10 to 12. I haven't joined them because I usually go to Cape Town. But there's now classes, so maybe I can give you the details if people are interested. Ek weet, jy kan nie advertise.
Maar dokter het die hele outfits en die hele skoene en alles.
Ek het die skoene. Die skoene is expensive, right? But they are wonderful shoes.
Your doctor.
Ek het die een paar. Ek het die een paar.
Anyway. Dokter, met mooi blij. Dankie vir vanoggend. Ek dink is belangrik dat ons oor hierdie type van onderwerpe praat. En ek dink dat ons 'n bietjie meer spandeer aan sekere onderwerpe. Ek weet, ons het beplanning tot en met December.
Yes. Dis hoe ek werk. Maar ons kan het change, you know. Hoe dit gaan. Daar is eleksies wat opkom. Daar is baie dinge wat aan die gang is. Hoe mens kan...
Ek dink ons moet kyk na, vooral na die verkiesing.
Ek hoor, jy is passionate about it, eh?
Hoe spot mense iemand wat leebeloftes maak?
Nee. Hoe spot jy
hulle?
Maar dat is meeste van hulle.
Nee, maar dat is wat ek vraag.
Is in Amerika van hulle.
Is daar sekere dinge wat uitstaan van een persoon, sy nies is groot,
haar
oor is groot, of wat van die
persoonlikheid.
Die
persoonlikheid. Ek denk, to go into politics is quite a skill to have. Because that is, or you attack the Well, this is my opinion. I don't know anything about politics. Or you attack the other political party, or you promise all the things that you are going to do.
Right, Doc, we need to cross the soil, and I'm going to see you next week. But before we go, there's a message in saying, good morning, Grant. Thank you for the program every week. I would just like to say a humble hello to this remarkable human species. Thank you for your love for people. Wonderful counselor. Beautiful spirit. Thank you, Dr. Williams. I salute you. With the rooi haartjie, Dale's mom.
Oh. Okay.
Don't cry.
Yeah, I know her.
Again, that's why I'm not mentioning her name.
Thank you.
Whatever. Yes. Just, I suppose, well, you know Dales.
Yeah. that's by a Dale.
A Dale van Wipperdal.
Of a Chippendale.
Yeah. Anything.
But that's very sweet, and thank you so much.
Okay. All right, Dr. Raymond, mooi blij. Ek weet jy hoekom ek vir jou gevra het, hoe gaan dit met jou nie? Want daar kook seker iets, maar alles wat great is, nie, dokter?
Yes, thank you.
Daar sê, ek return my net, because you put me on a spot off air sometimes. There we go. Hulle sien ook deur mense sommer keer. Let's get into our sports doctors back next week, né?
Yes.
Righto.